Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Soroptimist International believes in the education of women and girls and seeks to provide scholarships and support women with education expenses. The Riverside chapter will be hosting a Rhinestones and Cowgirls fundraiser on February 21st at the Riverside Elks Club. Here to tell us more is past president, Dr. Melanie McKee, and secretary, Dr. Tiffany Tate. They are also co-chairs of this fundraiser. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely a pleasure to be here.
Start by telling us, what is a Soroptimist?
Soroptimist is a global organization that focuses on the upliftment of young women and girls. And we do this by taking the time to educate them and provide them with scholarships as well as various community activities.
When was Soroptimist International of Riverside chartered, and how does that fit in with the global organization?
We were chartered in 1948. We're 77 years old. We were first chartered at the Mission Inn, and we were chartered in one of the Mission Inn restaurants. So that's when they had their first meetings.
And what does Soroptimist Riverside do?
We do our Dream It Be It conference in March, which we have 7th and 8th grade avid girls for local Riverside school districts come, and they have a 8-hour kind of conference. We have a keynote speaker that is a fighter pilot. She flies planes. And then we also have breakout sessions where girls can have a career day, learn about legal, law, medical, business. So it's a career day for them to prepare for college, because Abbott, usually you prepare for college and a career. We'll have Tiffany Tate. She'll be talking about becoming an OBGYN, about her journey about being a doctor in the afternoon. And we also do vision boards for them as an activity. And so we have about 150 girls attending this year.
Another activity that we do is we focus on human trafficking. Myself, Dr. Tiffany Tate, as a board certified OBGYN and a veteran of the United States Navy, I was served on what's called the CRC, the Case Review Committee. And human trafficking is definitely an issue within the United States. We have what's called Uplifter. It's one of our targets, part of Soroptimist. Annually, we try to focus on the issue of human trafficking. And we do this by having an annual panel. And we have various panelists come, as well as a representative from the mayor's office, sometimes the mayor as well. And we have different panelists within the community come. And it's an interactive panel with the community, and we address issues and we target the community to educate them about safe practices to protect themselves, their children, and their family members in general, so that they know how to communicate, how to address distressing signals, to express help if they find themselves in that situation. So we try to focus on an overall upliftment of the family, and within the overall situation for human trafficking. I also wrote a book called Bad Touching, which focuses on physical abuse of children. And it also helps children identify inappropriate touching to help them get themselves out of those situations. So overall, that's what we try to do. And we have different panels for those things as well.
We support Arlington Temporary Assistance. We do that in August, where we give 60 backpacks for the local community of Riverside, aging from kindergarten up until 12th grade. And we also put school supplies in the backpacks. And then we also have in April called Salute to Service, where if the girls girls attend the conference in 7th and 8th grade, and then when they're seniors, they can apply for a scholarship for college. We also have education and training. It's for a woman that's head of household and that's going to school and working, and we give her a scholarship. Also, we give a certificate for volunteers in the local community of Riverside that's done 15 to 20 years of voluntary services in Riverside, to recognize them.
So we're always focusing on trying to make the community a better place and trying to help young women and girls achieve their goals by any means necessary.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Melanie McKee, past president of Soroptimist International of Riverside, and Secretary Dr. Tiffany Tate. Why was this an organization you wanted to get involved with?
I believe because when I grew up, I wanted to have positive role models. Originally, I'm from Compton, and my parents didn't raise me. I didn't have a lot of positive role models growing up, and I wanted to be a role model for other children. And I thought it was important to help uplift other children and let them see that they can be anything that they could be.
And the reason why I came as Soroptimist is because I really like the conference and how our Dream It Be It conference that we have in March, and how we have 7th and 8th grade avid girls, mostly minority, that come in and they learn about different careers, and they're so excited, and you know, they get good grades and they have the opportunity to go to college. And this is maybe their first generation going to college.
Is there a young woman or girl who has benefited from the work of Soroptimist International that really stands out to you?
Yes, but we can't say her name, but we do support a girl that's going, you know, help her. RCC, she's a young mom and everything, and she's almost about a year and a half done getting her degree, and she's going into child psychology, and so we're very pleased with her.
You have your Rhinestones and Cowgirls fundraiser coming up on February 21st. This is an annual event for you. How did this come about?
We started it 2 years ago, because we had an event before that that was about 25 years, our Valentine's auction. And so we thought maybe after COVID, we would do something different. And so last year, we came up with Rhinestones, Cowboys, and Auction, and it was a successful event. We had a lot of people there.
Yeah, we had a good community feedback for this, and we generated a lot of income for scholarships for the young girls and women. And we wanted to recreate what seemed to vibrate within the community.
Mm-hmm. What can we expect from this fundraiser?
You can expect fun, great food, and fabulous prizes and fabulous auction items.
Yes, we're going to have a live auction with Stan Morrison. We are going to have baskets. We're going to have coffee with a cowboy. We're going to have our balloons where you pick a prize and where you can get jewelry or handbag. Tiffany has done that before.
Yes, my daughter ended up with a Coach bag for $20, and all of her college roommates were very envious, and they wished that they had attended, because they were like, what, you have this huge black fabulous Coach bag and you got it for $20? And she's like, yes, you should come next year. And they're like, oh, we really want to come. And so you can get absolutely fabulous prizes.
Yeah.
And you will definitely be surprised and amazed.
Yeah, our live auction, we're having a getaway to Las Vegas, lunch with Mayor Locke Dawson, Chief of Police Gonzalez, lunch with him. We'll also have a Big Bear cabin. Mardon's going to donate a piece of jewelry of the ring cross.
The Cheech.
And the Cheech, yeah, that'll be in a basket. The Cheech and Ram passes for the Art Museum.
We'll have a spa basket.
Yes. Yeah, we'll spa basket. So we have a whole bunch of variety of
items that you can definitely win.
Yes.
This event takes place February 21st at the Riverside Elks Club. Are tickets required? What's the registration process like?
Yes, you can get tickets at soroptimistofriverside.org. And also, you can go to our Facebook or Instagram.
And if someone wanted to make a donation to this event, how could they reach you?
Soroptimistofriverside.org. They can make a donation there.
Yes, we definitely take donations. If you do not want to come, we will definitely take your donation. And we would love a donation, because those young women and girls would absolutely love your support.
If someone wanted to become a Soroptimist, how could they go about about doing that?
They can go to our website and they can fill out an application. Also, we do meet the second Tuesday and then the fourth Tuesday at Habitat for Humanity at 12 o'clock noon. So if they want to come for a meeting, we're open for a meeting.
Anything else you want us to know?
I would say that Soroptimus International of Riverside is a fabulous organization, and it's a great way to give back to your community and a true way to uplift young women and girls. And it doesn't matter how old you are, what race you are, we would love to have you.
Yes, we have everyone from working to semi-retired to retired. So yes, we take anybody to do volunteer work.
I've been speaking with Dr. Melanie McKee, past president of Soroptimus International of Riverside, and secretary Dr. Tiffany Tate. Their annual Rhinestones and Cowgirls fundraiser is coming up on February 21st at the Riverside Elks Club. Thank you so much for coming in today, and I hope this fundraiser is a huge success.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I want you to remember that our organization has all the money we need. It is just still in your pockets. So please dig deep and donate to us or purchase a ticket today.